everything that rocks.
Good morning. Good job, Kiki. Your mic is on. It's 8:50, Brock, Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Morning.
Hey.
We're looking at torques. Strange.
Yeah, we're looking at what? Aftermarket parts, of course, right now. Just trying to figure out what we're going to buy on top of what we've already spent. So
I want to go fast.
I want to go real fast. Anyway.
You know what? Hey, you know what?
Stop moving your head. You have to sit still.
If you guys make fun of me one more time about my awesome kayak, my electric longboard, my bike, now I got something.
Listen to this guy talk about his electric bicycle. What a nerd.
Oh, wow. You and your combustion engines. Think of the past. What up, 1970? Welcome to 2020.
Do you guys just buy toys to make each other jealous?
What do you think men do? Why do we have muscle cars? Why do we buy big, expensive trucks? It's to shove it in our friends' faces and make them feel terrible about their life choices.
Yeah. That was apparent yesterday. Jeez Louise.
I just couldn't wait. When I was driving, like, Kiki, take a picture and send it to Hunter. It's going to be so great. He's going to be so jealous.
enjoy buying gas all the time.
I will. It's super cheap right now, so suck it.
Damn it.
Can you hoard gas? How long does gas last?
Oh, I'm getting a drum of gas.
No, I'm curious. You know, is anyone getting a bunch of gas and then just putting it in their garage?
I'm sure you could throw some seafoam in it and let it ride for a while.
Right. Gas does go bad. It's got a fairly decent shelf life, but you don't want it sitting around for like 10 years. That's not going to be good gas.
Well, I know that. I meant like for the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to get
fill up some tanks?
Gross.
Yeah.
Well, now I do because we have a mini bike.
That's like the one thing you don't need to hoard gas with because it costs a gallon to fill it up. It's like $2.
I'm gonna be ripping and riding all day. I need all the gas to keep me going.
Dude, this mini bike just burning through gas, man. We're almost out. We had a 55-gallon drum. God.
I can almost guarantee it today on the Plan B After Show podcast. It's going to be like 5 minutes. Brock's going to be like, all right, I got to go. This mini bike. He's going to cut it short. I know it. I do the same thing. Like, I'm looking for excuses. If I get something new, it's like, oh, I can't do anything but think about it. And I want to go do it.
Work is going to be half-assed today. I'm not going to get anything done. Just going to go out and ride my mini bike.
Boss man Bill calling you. What was the deal with the show today? I got a mini bike, man. What do you want?
He wants me. I'm like, Bill, I can't hear you. I'm on my mini bike. I'll call you later.
God, this guy's a child. I hired a child.
It's a hairy, deep-voiced toddler is what it is. All right, we got to get to your dumb vocabulary. Let's do it.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville, still serving you. I don't know if you know this or not, but Chris is essential. Insurance is essential, and he wants to make sure that you're covered. Maybe you just bought a mini bike and you need it covered.
Life insurance or toy.
Yeah, life insurance.
Yeah, life insurance. So I just bought it, gonna up my life insurance policy just a bit. But anyway, Chris seriously is here to serve you. So give him a call, shoot him an email, Chris Thompson, Farmers Insurance in Stevensville. Chris.
Does he cover triple backflips on an effing mini bike insurance?
Yeah.
Just going to send it.
I'm going to send it.
There you go.
See, we're going to have to cut your hair into a mullet now too, Kiki. So when you're riding on that.
We'll just get a wig.
Yeah, it comes with it.
Lightning bolt on the side.
Oh, that would be cool.
See, I told you.
All right, I
got the sunglasses. I'll let you have a pair of those sunglasses, Kiki.
Nice. Nice. All right, your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do womb broom. Classic.
Oh.
Womb broom.
The womb broom. You've used this many times
before.
How
do you not know the womb broom?
Oh, yeah.
I think the broom part is throwing me off. Obviously, womb.
Here, I'm going to give you a little hint
on
what I
do. Is that a baby?
I'll give you a little hint what I do with my womb broom.
He's moving his upper lip right now. I know it.
So imagine this.
It's your mustache?
Yeah, yeah you go.
Yeah, that's dirty, filthy
gross.
Mustache.
People, it's
stop doing that with the microphone.
There's not as much.
He's rubbing. Oh.
But I'm trying to do it. Just hold on, everyone, real quiet. Real quiet. Hold on. I don't know if people can hear that. If it's getting
might
processed.
Might have never used that microphone.
Right now.
Yeah, right now my mustache isn't as bushy as it usually is. My womb broom isn't as bushy. But yes, it's a man's mustache. You both are right. Correct.
That John Holmes mustache over there.
Example, chicks love my womb broom and how it tickles them.
Ew.
Is that why Burt Reynolds is so popular and
ooh,
apparently good looking?
I bet his womb broom is soft.
You got to condition it. I condition when it gets long enough. You got to condition the broom.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you get all the crumbs out.
Ew.
Make sure it's all clean when you're done sweeping the floors.
God. Yeah, you should definitely.
Sounds like it stinks.
Have a routine for cleaning out your mustache. It's in a very bad place.
Kiki looks down. There's like a caterpillar down there, it looks like.
So random.
Ah, caterpillar. No, wait. This is just Brock's mustache.
Brock uses the tiny comb on his pubes and his stash.
Oh.
No, I have two combs because I'm a gentleman. Thank you very much. And that's your dumb vocabulary.
Rock 107.